The following podcast is not real, but it is really sponsored by Basecamp. When you use Basecamp to run projects, people know what to do, people know where things are, and you stay on top of everything all the time.
Hello from the Magic Tavern. Thank you, Mundle. A weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, here's what's going on. A little over a half a year ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King into the magical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal, I think through the dimensional portal from the Burger King, and I use that to upload a podcast every week from the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hogsface, in the land of Foon, where I interview adventurers and knights and wizards like my co-host.
I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yaluk. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hoogstanges. And I am known in the northeast as Gaswinius Maestar. And I want to make this very clear. There are other names that you do not know.
Really?
Other names.
You've never mentioned that before.
Yes, I want to make it very clear that there are some names that I'm withholding.
So if you get past Feline Zelig and Hoobastank, there are other names.
It's not Feline Zelig.
But it is Hoobastank.
It is not Hoobastank.
But so there are other names.
Oh, many more names.
Okay.
Names so powerful that I must withhold them. But it's very... So I'm being very cautious. Mm-hmm. Very protective, very responsible.
Yes.
By keeping these names secret from you to protect you in case those names destroy you.
In case those names destroy
you?
Yes,
me. Those names are so powerful, they might destroy you completely.
Has there been an example of a time when one of those names has destroyed a person?
Oh, yes, of course. Once upon a time, I was traveling down a road upon Grimhoof, the fifth fastest horse in Foon. And we came upon a young man, and I looked upon him, and I said, "Boy, I am Usador the Blue. Do you know who I am?" And he said, "Nay, I have ne'er heard of you." And I looked at him, and I told him one of these names I will not utter here today. Would explode and turn into a ball of spikes that would go flying through your skin and impale everyone around you.
And then
that's what happened to him.
Oh, that specifically is what happened.
Yes, the spikes flew out of him. They hit Grimhoof. Uh-huh. He was very angry at me.
Yeah. So don't tell me that name.
I will not.
And our other co-host, Chunt.
Hey.
Chunt.
Chunt, are you all right?
No, I'm fine. It's just, if you want to take 20 minutes to chat before you introduce me.
I will.
Whatever, dude.
Look,
whatever
no,
you want.
Seriously.
Oh, Chunt, let me apologize.
No. It's really my fault. I shouldn't have known better.
I was sitting here patiently. My paws were folded like a good little badger, and I feel like you guys were just having a conversation without
I apologize. We did go off on a tangent about my name.
It was my fault. I shouldn't have known better than to ask Usador any kind of question.
Now I know how some of our guests feel.
I'm not going to introduce our guest yet.
Okay.
What's going on with your chunt? What's up, Choo-choo?
Did you say what's going on with your chunt?
No, I would not say that.
I've been still seeing that cockroach. Me and the cockroach are having a good time. And the other day we went to, we got on top of Pizza Skull, and Pizza Skull flew us up in the sky.
So your friend Pizza Skull.
My friend Pizza Skull. We had a nice little date in the sky. And then I got this girl. She's gorgeous.
She's a gorgeous cockroach.
She's gorgeous. I mean, when people see her, it's like they scream and they get out of the way of like, holy, you know. Mm-hmm. And I brought her to Choo Choo's Chow, so she's working.
Oh, what?
She's working at Choo Choo's Chow now. I told you she was going to work the,
You brought a cockroach to work at our restaurant.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. She's got, I mean, here's what Pimbley Nimblebottom has to say about her.
Mm-hmm.
He says she has a Sunday school face and a Saturday night body. Do you guys have Sunday school on Earth?
We do, yeah. We have Saturday night as well.
Okay.
And we have cockroaches, but I guess I'd have to meet this cockroach.
Before we get to our guest, very quickly, Chunt, we talked about this, and I'm going to go ahead and ask him.
Yes.
Look, we would like to offer you a job.
A job?
Yes.
We need a door gnome.
A door gnome?
You'd have to agree to be shrunk to the size of a gnome.
Mm-hmm. I'm already.
And then you would open and close the door for people.
Okay,
To think that there's any magic that could shrink Arnie is just really...
Look, I've gained a little weight. It's fine. Look, I feel terrible that we've been talking about all this stupid shit, and we have...
How dare you!
But we have, as I understand it, a pretty important guest, Spurt the Elder.
Hmm, Fala Corella Fa.
Oh.
It is wondrous to be here.
Well,
such...
good day to you, Spurt.
So, Spurt, I'm sorry, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, just simply to let your listeners understand, I am not Spurt, as in the great Spurt, the poet that did lay down the history of Foon, yet I am Spurt the Elder. I did take upon his name, for my real name, much like good Blue Usador here, is a bit of a secret.
So there was a Spurt.
Yes.
And then you took
centuries on... and centuries ago, before even Usador had to come...
An old, dried-up Spurt.
Yes. Oh, he desiccated without an ounce of moisture within him.
Oh, I see. So now... But then wouldn't you be Spurt the Younger? What am I not understanding about this title?
Well, it's simply that I am older than I used to be.
Now, Spurt, are there younger poets who work under your tutelage? Would they be considered Spurt the Youngers?
No, they would like to be considered so, yet no, they have not attained such things.
Aye. So thou art the single most important chronicler of our age, then?
That I am, yes. Well, in all humility, I do say that I am the greatest chronicler of our current times.
Wow.
As I am the greatest wizard ever to walk the land of Foon, protecting us all from the Dark Lord and his evil machinations,
yes,
by his plans to destroy us all. Encroach even into our dreams now. Aye, every step you take here in Hog's Face, around every corner you see some yellow-eyed beast staring back at you that then skulks away before you can catch it completely. Yea, there is danger around every turn.
And I'm the best shapeshifter with the hottest little roach in my arm.
That's true. We are actually, several of my adepts are working upon odes to you and your new lady.
Oh, wonderful. Oh.
Well, I've heard about your all the writings, poems and writings that you accumulate, and that you have your own locker. You have this, special locker that you keep it all in.
Yes, I do.
The Spurt Locker?
Oh. Yes, it's full of spurts.
Oh, why did I not see that coming, so to speak? Okay. So Spurt, tell me about some of your better-known odes.
Recently, my most acclaimed pennings, if you will, were for the King, King Belroth in the Northeast, where I am a frequent guest. I was to aid him upon an anniversary celebration, and thus ode unto Titania and the many curves upon her.
Wow.
She is a beautiful, beautiful woman.
Would it be possible to hear a little bit of it?
Boom, but of course, I thought you would ask. Then you have.
I have.
And my thoughts have come true. Titania, Titania... Never ever smooth. Why across you I would dip within each groove. If I were to have a needle and thus to inject you, there be no chastity belt that could protect you. Titania, Titania, with gifts I would lavish you. And if I were between sheets, I would simply ravish you. Titania, Titania. Tanya, through my heart travel ripples. Would that I could clasp my knuckles about thy nipples. I really elicited applause earlier,
wow,
not laughter.
Yeah.
But,
No. I appreciate it.
This
awesome.
Is some form of jocularity where you are from, sir.
Well, we don't mean offense. It's just usually the three of us will sit around and we'll be like, Titania, Titania, let me get up on ya.
Yeah.
Why?
You can have that one.
I always laugh at the word nipples.
Oh, you're right. It's a silly, it's a funny word.
It's a funny word.
I actually have a follow-up question. I have a question about your ode.
Mm.
So as you shared your poem with the court of the Belleroths, is it a little awkward to really be so lustily talking about the queen in front of the king? Like, how is...
I unlusted myself, I would have been stripped from the court. Aye, Belleroth did say, get randy with it. He'd look onto me and say, if I do not have a tent coming from my robes at the end of this poem, you will be stripped of all titles. Therefore, get loose, Spurt. Get loose.
Oh,
that's how Belleroth, he's a very open, they're sex positive.
Oh, that's
in the courts of the Northern East.
Oh, wow, that's interesting. That's what Albanians are into. We're learning a little bit.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. So you used to be Spurt the Younger. Now you're Spurt the Elder.
Are you still asking this question?
Was there a time
is this
in the
really
middle,
tripping you up?
In the middle, or were you just like Spurt the Medium?
I did not have control over the titles put upon me. If I do wish to be a true Spurt, to spread myself over the land with my words, just dribbling my words in a drool of spurting, I would need to also defeat others. Therefore, many contests that I come to before I could attain the title of Spurt.
Ah, poetry battles, as
it were. Yes,
were there other poets who thought they'd attained the status, and then, but they're like, oh, sorry, you're a premature Spurt.
Yes. Before they even got to the Congress of physicalizing their poetry, they did spurt all over the place.
I find that many of the poets that I hear believe that they are the greatest poets, and most of their poetry is about themselves and how great they are.
Yeah, self-celebration is quite a common theme. It's as if they are pleasuring themselves in trying to attain some sort of spurt. They will go at length. Some will simply say a couple words and have spurted it all right away.
Yes.
And there's a very big, there's like the East Foon and a West Foon battle.
There's a poet rivalry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. It is very, very heated. It's a flaming cauldron of rivalry. But I enjoy the flaming cauldron of ribaldry.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Spurt, I think we have to take a break in a second, but I would be so honored if you would sort of make up a poem or an ode to coming up as something near and dear to me, which is the Chunt for Red October.
Oh!
Which is a blood drive for vampires who are not able to hunt for blood themselves. So,
oh, a wonderful cause.
I don't know if we...
helpless vampires.
If we could have that. Do we need
this is a very good cause.
Yeah, very good cause.
Yeah, let's take a break, and I'd love to hear a poem about that. I'd just love to hear a lot more poems.
Super.
Let's just have like a poem-packed second half.
I can do it.
All right, fantastic. All right, we'll be right back.
Hello there. I'm Bungery Chubbins. On his deathbed, my father decided that I was the Chubbins boy that would continue to run the family business, Chubbins Chamber Pots and so forth. I'm not sure why he picked me. I'm not the oldest. By all right, my brother Flarvin should have inherited the shop. But no, it became my burden. And Flarvin got to put all this behind him, lead his life. So, come on down to Chubbins Chamber Pots and so forth. Buy a chamber pot. That's all.
Hey, and we're back.
And we're back.
Yes, that is exactly.
And we are back.
Great. So, Spurt, I want to hear, it doesn't have to be the Chunt for the Red October one first.
But that's the one I want to do right now.
Let's do it.
Now.
I would love to.
Why would it not have to be that one first?
I don't know if you, I just felt like maybe.
Your realm, do you put your close friends second to things that are just on your mind at the moment? Like, if your friend has something important to do, do you just say, we'll do something else before your thing?
Right?
I do, actually.
Yeah, I do.
Unfortunately.
I'm trying so hard to be friendly.
You're doing a great job,
Chun.
And I'm trying to help out with Chun for Red October. If there's anything I can do to help out with the festival.
There's a ton you could do. I sent you a list.
Where? How did you send me a list?
I nailed it to your door.
Oh, that's what that was.
Yeah.
I thought it was a threatening letter.
Oh, my God.
He also cannot read.
No, I can't read. But there was literally, I came back to my room and nailed to my door was just a piece of paper that said blood, 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 blood.
That's what we need.
Yes,
blood.
Yes,
exactly.
What else would that infer?
I thought it was a threat. I thought my life was in danger. I didn't leave my room all week because I thought someone was out to get me.
As if you would leave your room anyway. I know what will help. I'll go to the bar to get some alcohol. I'll be right back.
All right. Well, while Usador's gone, I'd love to hear a poem promoting, supporting Chunt for Red October.
Thank you, Ernie. I appreciate it.
Ah, that was a nice exchange betwixt the two of you. Here we go, and thus I shall incant. Fa la Corella fa. Before your socks turn to clover, come out for the chunt for Red October. It would be wondrous, fine and good if you yourself could give some blood. And if you think it's too dark, turn your lamp higher to help out those needy little vampires, that they might eternally and at night live. Open your veins and give and give and give yourself fingers and hands in laps and help those out that are handicapped. And know that even though you are not dead, you can help with your liquid most red. Fala Carilla Fa.
That was amazing. Wow.
That's great.
That was
amazing.
Here, a mead for you, Chunt. A rainbow bowl for you, Arnold. A mead for me. And I also got you a mead. I don't know if that's what you like.
No, it is fine. If you will pardon me, I need to empty a bit of my container, thus to praise poets who have gone before me and who are no longer amongst us.
Well, let's all do that. Let's all...
Yes, yes.
All right.
Just empty a little bit of our container onto the ground. Who are some of the...
Members of this Dead Poets
most
Society.
Most well-renowned.
Oh, well, there was Tupac.
Whoa!
He did carry two backpacks about him at all times, and many scrolls within them.
Yes,
I thought he was still alive.
No, I don't think so.
I thought he was still alive.
Yes,
I saw a vision of him.
Rumors abound, but I, in my heart of hearts, I know he is no longer amongst us.
I think you're thinking of one of the times I murdered a horse and made a vision of him appear.
That's right.
Yes,
technology is amazing.
Isn't it amazing?
It's true. Yeah. And there is the man of many methods. He, as he did rhyme, he did go from one style of poesy unto the next with very little segue betwixt, but would simply blow people's minds with his many methods. There was a sadder case, also no longer amongst us, a man of very dark and ribald proclivities. He was the young, clean guy without a father. He was young, he was clean, he didn't have a father.
Oh, that is sad.
It was sad. And, yes. Boy...
It's better than to be elderly and dirty or filthy and not have a
father. And still also not have a father. Sort of,
yeah. Not have a father. Would that Foon had a good word for such a title.
Oh, that you are, if thou art fatherless child and thou dost find thyself filthy and disgusting, clean thyself up.
Yes.
Be youthful and happy.
Yeah. I've heard that there was, you know, since I've been here a little while, I've picked up a little bit of Foonish history. Mm. I've heard that, like, there was a previous royalty.
Oh, here we go.
Before Albane, I believe, wasn't there the Fresh Prince of Belleroth?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Hey, sit right there. Don't go to the trough.
Okay.
And I shall tell you how he became the Prince of Belleroth.
Oh!
In West Fingaria, born and raised in courtly playgrounds, is where he spent many of his days.
Oh, really?
Yes, he got into a terrible bra and his parents were afraid. They said, "Thou art moving with thine uncle in Belleroth." And thus the poem doth split from its normal rhyme scheme. Well, I myself am a great admirer of the golden age of Foonish rhythmic rhyming songs. You would think of just those three gentlemen from the Big Apple. where they did live. They were beastly boys. They were very animalistic tendencies. They did finish each other's lines in a wondrous fashion, speaking in a high-pitched yelling sort of rhyming. There was the clan of woo tongues, where they would simply finish every couplet with woo.
Was there the De La Soul Walkers?
Yes, oh, the De La Soul Walkers. They were great friends and collaborators with a tribe called Quest to Defeat the Dark Lord.
I love them.
Yes, I would suspect as much.
Yes, so, but I,
oh, please.
I would love to hear more of your actual poetry.
Oh, mine? Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, wondrous.
Do you have one of your own that you're a favorite, or does any of us here have a topic that they would...
I've written on so many things.
Yeah,
if you bring up a topic,
if you bring up a topic,
I'll be able to do.
If I may be so bold,
I know thou to be no other way.
I would love to hear a poem about the wonderful and magical flowers here in Foo.
Ah, Fala Corellafa, I shall do so. I sit right down and stay straight like a missile, as I do write an epistle to the pistols. Many wondrous beauties others can be claiming, but the flowers of Foon are the ones with the stamens. Your mind, as it continues, could find that it likes to blow, and through turning light to energy, these things do grow. And if you think these flowers not beauteous, but crass, then unto thee I say SFA, suck flower's ass.
No.
That's just a taste.
That's a great taste. That's amazing. Taste.
Wonderful. Wow.
Yes, flowers. Now, I do love the forthwithness that flowers do speak. No filter on a flower's speaking.
No.
First thing that comes to their mind.
That was amazing. Here's what I'll say. I'll just give you permission. If you want to put Arnie on the spot to do anything, let's do that.
Oh, Arnie!
Whoa!
Arnold!
I mean...
Arnold!
I did have a creative writing MFA.
Oh, you just... What is that?
I wrote a lot of poems in college. So if anybody has a
You
topic,
had a creative writing
Masters of Fine Arts.
Oh, it means something very different.
This is
what does it mean here? Oh. What does MFA mean in Foon?
Middling, finally attainable.
That's actually pretty similar.
Oh.
More accurate.
Oh, so do words not mean the things that they mean?
Different things mean different things.
Things mean different things. We've learned here. That's the only thing we've really learned about. I'm very curious to see if you can do anything.
I'd love to. Is there a topic of a poem? Is there any earth thing you'd like to hear a poem about?
Ooh, Snickers.
Snickers. Okay.
Are stalling techniques? Do you have that on Earth?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're doing that a bunch.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, but in a poetry battle, you would never stall.
Yeah, you don't.
Oh, no, absolutely, yeah. This would be a good time for me to be thinking of something, which I have not yet. Okay, Snickers. This is my poem I wrote about Snickers.
We've already established
it. I have a tale, and oh, it's a dandy. It is about Chunt's favorite candy.
So far, okay.
It is good to eat. It is made of chocolate.
Paint yourself into a corner.
Think of that second word first.
And we're going to enjoy it. We're going to rock it. And hey, ho.
Oh, my God.
What's that? Who's that at the door? It's Chun, and he wants some more. He's going to he's a furry animal. He's got lots of whiskers. He really wants to eat some Snickers.
Snicksters.
Snicksters.
Woof.
I mean, it's a first draft.
Wow.
You really earned that MFA, didn't you, Arnold?
I really did. So, Spurt, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your poetry with us.
My thanks go to you, Arnold, you Chunt, you Maystar over here, Gaswanius, you bad MF.
Oh, wow. What does MF mean in Foon?
One who fingers mothers.
Oh,
mother finger.
Mother finger.
Yes.
Yeah, and you're not very good at it. You're a bad mother finger.
Yes, I don't really indulge enough. to get better at it. You have to get it 10,000 hours to get good
at
something.
That's true.
Yeah,
oh, absolutely.
That's what I heard.
Yeah,
you might want to spend 10,000 hours thinking of something that rhymes with chocolate.
Or 10,000 hours standing up and getting out of your chair.
Or 10,000 hours learning about friendship. It just seems to be something you're working on.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah. We're friends. It's just fun ribbing of each other. But yeah, let's quickly, before we close out the episode, let's respond to some of the emails that we've gotten. As always, if you want to email us, you can email us at magictavern@puppies.supplies. I know doesn't sound real, but it is a real email address. I continue to get a lot of emails of people just saying, is this a real email address? And I can't constantly read those on the air, but it is a real email.
It's as if they try to write and get a hot surprise when they get a response from puppies.supplies.
Good one. Here's one of the emails we've gotten recently. I am wondering if Chunt has sex with a god or deity, if he would become one. Lastly, does everything in food have a soul? I'm a ginger and I don't have a soul. From Devin.
I haven't tried it, but I'm sure I would turn into whatever I have sex with, so, yeah.
Now, there is an assumption in this message, in this missive, that a deity or a god, as you say, would have a genitalia.
Yes.
Which may or may not be the case.
The plot thickens.
Yes, if things had worked out with that blue tiger.
Yeah.
One day.
All right, here's another one real fast. Subject line. The subject line is, how many puppies can you get me by sundown Thursday? And there is nothing in the body of the email. That is the full message. It's kind of ominous.
What's the answer? How many puppies can you get to them?
I'm assuming none. I can't send any to Earth. I don't think I've actually seen any puppies since I've been here in Foon.
Oh.
Okay. That's a you thing. That's a you problem.
Do you need to? Looking to get a dog?
No. Only certain inhabitants of Foon can see a puppy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, yes.
If you have had a moment of true joy within your life, then all about you to see puppies around.
So we're constantly surrounded by puppies?
Not constantly, but often, yes, there are puppies around. Yes.
Or if you've seen someone die, then you can see a puppy.
Yeah. Oh, that's the other.
Yeah, because sometimes we'll have carriages that puppies pull, and you can't, it just looks like the carriage is pulling itself, unless you've seen someone die, and then you can see the puppies.
Yeah, the dogless carriages of Foon.
But let's take a moment to list all the things Arnie hasn't seen in Foon. Do you want to do that? No?
Compassion.
Okay, great. Then let's get to some Chun emails.
May I say one other thing about this current email? Whatever you are up to, sir, whatever you need these puppies for, know that Usador the Blue shall use his great magical insight and my ability to reach across the worlds via twat and find you and make sure that those puppies are safe, sir.
Usador.
Or madam.
Wow, Usador the Blue Twitter vigilante.
Yeah, that's right.
Poets would call that a... You should just drop the mic after that.
And walk away.
Yes.
I have some emails here. This is at chunt@gmail.com is my email. That's chunt with six T's. You can also reach me on Twitter at chunt with six T's. So this email is from Maria Michael. She says, hey, Chunty, if the Magic Tavern was on fire and you could only save Usador or Arnie, who would you save? Also, I love you. Maria Maria Michael from Chicago. That's where you're from.
I am, yeah.
At this point in time, I would save both of them.
There is no need to save me. I will not burn.
And I got one other email here.
You can't burn.
Nope.
He's impervious to fire. We got another email here from Eric Lahai. The subject line is Smash Mouth in Spirit. Hi, Chunt. You've gone back and forth on a couple catchphrases, but I wanted you to know that despite never officially recognizing it as a catchphrase, the one I've enjoyed the most has been, "Aw, yeah, baby." It makes me giggle every time you say it. That's all, really. Just wanted to share that. I hope the weather in Foon is treating you and your friends well. From Eric. That's very nice. People, if you want to email me, go ahead and let me know if you think Whiskers rhymes with Snickers. And if not, why you think that is.
And a shout out to Billy Yum Yum 2x2.
Oh, yes. And Usador, you're on Twitter as well, right?
I am on Twitter at Usador the Blue. Beware, puppy poachers. I shall find you and I shall undo your evil plans. And if you dare to harm those innocent, sweet, beautiful little puppies with their big eyes, those big saucer plate eyes, know that I shall devour a full-sized ferret. And with that ferret's soul, I shall cast a spell across all dimensions. And the soul of that ferret shall infest your brain and devour it from the inside out. That's a spell I'm learning.
Wow. As we close out the episode, I was wondering if you would mind, Spurt, one last poem?
Oh.
To kind of poet us out?
I would love to do such a thing. If you are a naysayer, or the opposite, a yuppie, if you see things that are there, or if you also see puppies, if you live in a tavern or within a home, if you are a life's door, or instead are life's gnome, simply know this, that whenever you feel hurt, you can always have the rhymes at hand of your friend Spurt. And if you get colder, or if you are a welder, if you are younger, or if you are elder, know that within thee lies your own life's coach. And you can look in the mirror and be as beauteous as a roach.
Wow. Sock it. What? Socket rhymes with chocolate.
It rhymes with pocket. Rhymes with rocket. If you want to slam.
Hey, girlfriend. What a fun brunch. It's always so great to check in. Hey, here's something. Can you believe how not real that was? Oh, me neither. Yes, more mimosa, please. It's my kryptonite. Usador the Blue, blah, 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 Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger, blah, blah, Adil Rafai. Spurt the Elder was played by special guest Andy Carey. Andy performs regularly with the Improvised Shakespeare Company. Check out Andy's website, andycarey.jigsy.com. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DeGiorgi. This episode edited by Evan Jacover. Music by Andy Poland. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Learn more about the show and see for yourself how it's not real because it's fake at hellofromthemagictavern.com or follow us on Twitter at Magic Tavern. Need further evidence that this podcast isn't real because you're someone who can't let go of things? Arnie's been in the real world all this time working on a video game that just came out. The Jackbox Party Pack 2. 5 great party games in one for the Xbox One, PS4, PS3, Steam, and Fire TV. And the games have voice acting from several Magic Tavern actors, including some Tim Sniffin person who seems really undercredited on this show if you ask me. Find out more about the Jackbox Party Pack at jackboxgames.com. All of this intricate character-based foolery, for which we're all getting rich, was brought to you by Basecamp, with help from the Chicago Podcast Co-op. Learn more about Basecamp at basecamp.com and the Chicago Podcast Co-op at chicagopodcastcoop.com.